In the background, you can hear the hum of a big trade show, in this case, the 3D print show at the Business Design Centre in Islington. And I've just spent the day wandering around the show floor and also at the business session, the business conference. Very, very interesting. And I think you can tell the kind of person you are by whether you call it 3D printing or whether you call it additive manufacturing. If you're a big established company, you call it additive manufacturing. Everybody else, it's 3D printing. Quite a lot of argument this morning. There was a session where Dr. Phil Reeves from a business called Deconalist talked about opportunities for business exploitation of 3D printing. And then we had Lan Levin from Stratasys, on the board of Stratasys, talking about the impact of 3D printing on the future of manufacturing. You'll remember, or maybe you won't, that Stratasys recently bought MakerBot, which turns over $11 million of revenue for several hundred million dollars, at least in bits of paper. And MakerBot have pretty much the largest stand here, only slightly larger than the Autodesk stand that's nearby it. And then all round it, you've got clusters of people producing machines and people using machines to make 3D printed objects, mostly in plastic. There is one laser sintering machine here, surrounded by people in suits. They look a little bit out of place. It's really interesting. One of the discussions today was about the extent to which this market is being hyped. Will people really have 3D printers? In the same way that we all have inkjet printers sitting at home, occasionally printing stuff out. I don't know. I think it's a bit of a difficult question to answer. Is it being hyped? Yes, it probably is. A good sign of that was the fact that the BBC Click team were here yesterday, all running around like maniacs filming. So, yes, it probably is being hyped. Is there a change in the way things are going to be produced? Too early to say. We're in the very early phases of it, but I think there is. There's definitely something going on. And if you've ever seen a 3D printer, and there were 2,500 school children here this morning, it's fascinating. And I think people would just like it. Now, don't think that you're going to have your 3D printer in the corner of your room and it's going to print fully formed, fully finished objects. It's not. At least not yet. But can you produce stuff? Can you scan things and make 3D models of them? Yes, you can. And I think people will do it. There's a big discussion, though, as to how and when all this is going to happen. And there's a lot of people making quite big bets, I think, on the kinds of technologies that that might be used for that. And, of course, one of those people is Stratasys, which has merged with another of the major companies and seems to be going all out. And is, you know, turning over, will turn over this year something like $500 million. And it's making money. So there's definitely money in it. Lots to think about.